Welcome to Hey Julie at julieland.com. I'm Zoli, and I'm sitting in for Julie. I think she's off fly fishing naked somewhere, from what I've been told, my sources say. So, I'm here with Miss Cassidy, the legendary sex goddess. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Doing well, thank you.
I'll be better when you're in my bed later.
Well, why don't we start off with that then, yeah?
Yeah.
So what have you been doing this weekend, Naughty?
I've been filling vaginas all over the world, actually. Well, not all over the world, just in my bed, really.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What happens in your bed at night? The little fairies come out and play?
Oh, you know, you make a quick run to the local porn shop, make things happen, sprinkle some crack on some people, you know. Handle your business.
And how do you like to handle your business?
Depends on what kind of mood I'm in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So let's talk, boys or girls?
Both.
Do you have any preference?
It's whatever's in front of my face at the moment, I guess. I mean, I really don't swing at, like, any particular direction. You know, I like girls, as you obviously know, and I like my dick, dude.
And you like wearing a dick, too, yeah?
I do like wearing a dick. I don't like the dick I purchased last night. I mean, that was a little irritating. I got the shorts home, and they had some weird attachment to them, and I'm sitting there trying to tap that shit, and it's not working that well because it's not a appropriate strap-on, man.
I'm officially against cyberskin, I have to say.
Yeah, completely.
All right, so let's talk about movies. Who movies. Do you like? What do you like? What have you done?
Well, you know, I've done just about everybody in the business. I mean, wow. Nobody really escapes my claws, you know. Actually, you know what? I am pretty picky, though, because, like, being with Vivid for all those years, I kind of got a little spoiled, you know. I got a chance to pick every hand, select all my ass. It's kind of interesting when you're capable of going online to fucking pick out who you want to tap, you know.
Very nice, very mm-hmm. nice. So, what's going on with Vivid, and what are your plans now that?
Well, I recently did not re-sign with Vivid as of probably like a month and a half ago, and I'm currently taking a little miniature break from working for other companies, and I'm actually trying to start up my own production company and shoot my own shit.
What is your new company gonna be called?
We're still in the works, but I'm kind of leaning towards a Bobbert Knox production.
And when do you expect to have this off the ground and have a website?
Hopefully by the end of this year, everything will be, like, set in stone. I'm kind of lazy, so it's going to take some motivation on my friend's ends, you know.
I'll vouch on that one. We've been sitting around for almost a week now, and yeah.
Yeah. I like my couch. I like my bed. I like my dog.
And I like your pussy.
Yeah? Well, thank you.
In fact, I love it. And I'm sure everybody else does, too.
It's nice. It's nice to play with, I'll tell you that much.
I would agree. Definitely.
Played with it all last night.
I did. Didn't I? Mm. Well, how many movies have you done?
I'd say I've probably done about, I don't know, maybe 20 movies without, like, within the whole time that I've been in the industry.
And how long have you been in the industry?
I got in when I was 18. Worked for 2 years in the industry, I believe. I got out when I was like 20. Then I hopped back in when I was 21 to fuck Jenna. Because everybody wants to fuck Miss Jameson at least once in their porn career. Yeah, I popped back in when I was, like, 21 to fuck her, and then I bounced right back out, and then I came back, like, last year. So I've been in the industry, like, off and on for, like, the last 8 years.
Very nice. So let's talk about some good and bad points. Is there anything good or bad you'd want to say about Jenna herself?
I plead for you.
Oh, come on. Dish the dirt, honey.
Dish the dirt? What do you want to know? I think she's on crack right now. I mean, fuck. The bitch is, like, delusional right now. She's trying to claim that that's all natural weight loss. I'm sorry.
Not to mention,
you know, she fucking hit me up on my birthday with a bunch of text messages saying, how could you fuck my ex? And I'm, like, standing there with Mr. Navarro, and we're kind of, like, laughing because we're thinking she's talking about him, and it turns out to be her ex-husband she's talking about. But I hadn't even tapped that shit yet.
Yet?
Yet. Keyword was yet. Yes, yet.
Well, then let's talk about him, honey.
I don't know. I decided I'd tap that. You know, if I'm being accused of tapping it, I might as well do it. Shit.
Why not? Why not?
Why not?
So let's talk about, I heard you mentioned Dave Navarro. Mm-hmm. And from what I hear, you guys have a little bit of history going on. What was that all about?
No, he's one of my really good friends now. But, like, before, you know, you have to kind of get it out of your system. You know, you get to tap everything once. Maybe had a few situations where him and I, like, took on a whole room full of girls. So I'd say I'm pretty much his roll dog.
Very nice. So how many women have you slept with in the same day, would you say, if you can remember? I want a ballpark.
Oh, God. I mean, if you want to get tap into, like, back in the day when I used to do a lot of drugs and I'd show up to these parties and just pop a bunch of ecstasy pills, and I'd show up and I'd have my strap on one shoulder and, like, a bag of condoms on the other shoulder. And I don't know, I'd tap at least everything that was moving in the fucking house, you know? Like, I'd probably say, in one night, I've probably conquered about 30 pussies.
Very nice. Wow. Mm-hmm. We should put you right up there with God.
What can I say? I'm quite impressive. I'm not even mad at myself.
I would agree about that. Definitely.
Got some skills, you know.
What about my skills? Let's talk about that.
Your skills? I would say your skills are quite nice. You definitely know what you're doing with your mouth. That's for goddamn sure. I think I busted out quite a few toys last night. When I woke up and I looked behind my pillows.
Yes.
Because you know how, like, I stash things behind the pillows?
Yes.
Well, I found, like, ankle-to-wrist cuffs and
handcuffs.
Oh, God. What else did I find in there? I, like, three different fucking dildos. I was like, golly, because I could hear clanking, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? It was the handcuffs up against the glass dildos.
Yes, this is not a joke, everyone.
I mean, basically, I think my sex drawer got raided last night.
I think I tripped over the strap on my way to the bathroom this morning.
My bad. I think I just ripped that fucking thing off last night. I was so frustrated.
Actually, I ripped it off, if you could remember. You were challenging me to see if I could get it off of you. I think I... got it off pretty fucking quick.
Take it off, please. Fuck, it was really fleshy, I'm telling you that much.
Yeah, not a fan. We need to not get a reference from a gay male next time we go to buy a strap-on, because...
Right? What were we thinking? I mean, we hit up, like, three different porn shops last night. Like, the first one was, they were closing. But luckily, you know, I've got the fucking rock star ex-boyfriend backing us, like, come on, man, I'll get you tickets to a show. So people are, like, willing to let us in for nothing.
We were definitely on a fucking mission last night, and
tell you, when I get in those moods, it's watch out, world, here I come.
And so what naughty things do you have planned for tonight?
I don't know, I was thinking about taking it easy tonight, you know, maybe snuggle in bed with you and Mr. Decipher here. Aww. Play big spoon, little spoon, maybe ladle. I don't know. Spatula. Spatula, yeah. Get one of those. Usually raid the spoon drawer for the night.
Raid the spoon drawer.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, you know.
Well, how about that French maid outfit that we found?
Oh, God. Was promised titties. Yeah, and he was promised titties. We must, like, canoodle him. Yeah, the French maid's outfit. Unless you're putting it on. I ain't putting that fucker on.
Hadn't we agreed last night that I was going to put it on?
I'm going to have her walk around my house. So I'm going to, like, dirty shit up on purpose so she could walk around in my fucking French maid's costume. Yes. Not a bad night.
And wait. Who was topping from the bottom last night?
I think I handled your shit quite well, miss.
I'm not saying you didn't, but I'm just saying.
Well, I got handled as well, so I'm not arguing with that. Definitely not. People, just in case you don't know, she's fucking me with her eyes right now. It's absolutely ridiculous.
More on that later. So, do you have a website now? Do you want to drop a few things?
I just got my website back from Vivid. Assholes.
Cough.
Yeah, it's cassidy.com, so check it out. Hopefully it'll be up here shortly. As of right now, if you click on it, it goes straight to Vivid's site. You know, like how they do that? That's awesome. I think it's quite amazing because that's how they roll. Yeah, no, I love it. You know what? I love everybody up at Vivid. I have no quarrels with anybody. I just, you know, I guess we could all kind of say we're not a big fan of how a lot of people work. Like, I'm sure they're not a big fan of me showing up late, but I'm also not a big fan of them being, yeah, you know, exactly. I'm there two hours late, but I'll tell you what, they weren't ready to shoot 2 hours before when I could have been there. How dare they start on time? Right? Jeez, it's porn. Fuck, people. How serious are we going to get? Fuck. It's just sex, people.
Is there anyone that you haven't worked with yet that you would like to work with?
Yeah, you, but she's not fucking on film, so.
I'm not.
But yeah, I guess I get the preview at my house. It doesn't really matter. I guess I could say. That's a good one. Drum roll, please, people. Oh, I was saying Tara Patrick, maybe.
Maybe? Still thinking about that one?
Maybe. No, I'd let her fucking ride my face. It's weird because I'd probably just pay her a dollar to do it, but she'd probably like it.
Not even $1.50?
I'm cheap. I'm Jewish nowadays. I thought you knew.
I did not know you were Jewish. Let's talk about
that. I'm totally teasing. I'm not Jewish, folks. I may had a little Jewish in me, but
from time to time,
right? Get it.
So, what makes you happy besides my mouth on your pussy?
What makes me happy? I don't know. I generally, like, this is really odd because I know a lot of people. I've been around the block a few times, but I don't know. I wake up every fucking morning in an amazing mood.
I can answer that question. You're lying.
Hey, no comments from the peanut gallery, okay?
Oh, food does make me. I love food. I love my dog. I love food. I
every day.
Like, yeah, pretty much. Like, I've been cooking nonstop. Like, they came to my house yesterday.
Yes.
And how quick did I whip that shit up?
Do you have a favorite restaurant?
Yeah, I love Gardens of Taxico. It's by far my favorite Mexican food place. I have, like, different. Really? I'm gonna have to try that. I'm like a big food connoisseur. I like Yukaku. There's a place called The Spot, which is a sushi place, which is, like, I will drive all the way deep into the valley just to get this shit. Yeah,
and
I even
for those
dreams.
Of us who don't know what the valley is.
Oh, that's fucking valley. The valley is the mecca of porn. That's where. That's what the fucking valley is.
What's your favorite kind of food?
My favorite kind of food? Oh, man, I love all sorts of food. I can't even just sit there and, well, okay, I guess Mexican food would be hands down my favorite food. And I cook a mean enchilada.
This is true. For those of you who are wishing that you were at Miss Cassidy's house this weekend, then I would definitely say she cooks a mean one.
Yeah.
Right? I haven't had sampled the chimichanga yet.
My enchilada. You know, what did I make yesterday? I made chili verde, some Spanish rice, and some, what else did I make? What else? Oh, free fried beans. That was in a can. That doesn't count. But everything else was from scratch, pretty much.
Yeah, I definitely can say that if I stayed with you any longer, I would probably gain 10 pounds.
You know?
In a matter of a week. I think I've already, I need to hit that gym sitting in the back of your house.
Jesus. Yeah, if I could only, like, force myself to get my ass out into that gym, too.
I know. Well, maybe I'll force you into it later.
You know what? Fuck the gym. Have sex. Sex is how
sexercises.
You are
going to
work shit off. Like, I'll eat like a fucking hippo, but that's only if I'm having sex later. You know? Right? You got to do something to burn the calories. And what's better than sex?
I would 100% agree with that.
A bench press. Yeah. I'll bench press you, baby.
Oh, boy.
What other?
Are you a tequila lover?
I'm not a big tequila lover. I am officially, I am the Bombay Sapphire and tonic type of gal right now. Like, I used to drink a lot of Jaeger. I'm taking a backseat to the Jaeger and now stepping it up a notch with the fucking gin and tonic, baby. Good for the summer. It's good for the summer.
You're listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com with my guest, Cassidy.
Cassidy and Cassidy.
In case you have forgotten, in between all of this juicy sex combo that we're having. So let's hear some sex noises over there. Let's improv it.
A little slap and pickle.
All right, what else you got? What else you got?
Oh, here, let's play a little game of hide the microphone.
Oh, let's do.
Fucking use it like a lifesaver.
Let's hear a faked orgasm.
Yeah, you want to hear a fake orgasm?
I do, honey.
Hey, I'm pro at this. Hold on.
All right.
Yeah, come on. Touch, my friend. Touch.
I can't reach here.
Oh, I didn't shave today.
Well,
it's not like as if you haven't been down there all weekend, though, huh? Just rub through the pants. Yeah. I jerk off over my jeans. Is that weird?
I don't know if we can really talk about what's weird and what's not at this point.
Yeah. Touch it. Yeah, touch it. Oh, fuck yeah. Right there. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh my god. Oh, I'm so hot. Oh yeah. Spank me. Yeah. You fucking dirty whore. Yeah. Oh yeah. Teasing.
Was it as good for you as it was for me, baby?
You know it was. Shit. I just busted one. I keep wanting to shrink her so I could put her in my pocket. Like, wow. Whip her out for my friends, you know? Like, hey, look at what I got.
Your little sex
toy. Yeah. My own
Your
personal
own personal
sex
Zoli.
Yeah. She'll be falling in love with me shortly, folks. I'm gonna try not to break your heart. I can't promise you anything, but I'm gonna try. I haven't enjoyed cuddling next to anybody for a long time. Yeah?
Well, Miss Heartbreaker, you have met your match, Miss Heartbreaker number two. So we'll see about all that, honey.
Yeah?
Yeah.
to complete that game. Oh, yeah, yeah. So what are we doing? We're pumping Cassidy.com. We're pumping, hopefully, the start of my new company. We're also pumping, what are we doing here? We're on, Julieland.com?
Hey. What do you think about shooting for Mr. Richard Avery?
Oh, I would love to, actually. I was actually rather enjoying what I was watching over there. I'll come over. I live right down the street. We'll have a sexy party. I work for Dick. I love that. That's awesome. Do I get to keep this?
Yes.
Awesome. Dude. So you gonna shoot me? Mr. Richard Avery?
Of course.
Yeah? It's okay. Decipher here shot my last movie for Vivid. Yes. For Club Jenna. So, who are you? He's my first boyfriend ever in L.A., a.k.a.
Aww.
The best friend.
How
AKA
fucking cute.
I'd like to give a shout-out to my ex-boyfriend without him. None of this could have been possible. I'm teasing. Thanks, Grandma, Grandpa. You guys were amazing. I had a great fucking childhood. If it wasn't for you guys, I'd probably be dead somewhere. So, to my sister. Dippy, put the cock down and step away from it, okay?
Wait, are
and
we taking
you
our
know
own
what?
Advice
my
now?
My sister's such a bitch, okay? I called her the other day, and her husband answers the phone, and I'm like, what are you doing? Happy Father's Day. And she's like, he's all thanks. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm cooking dinner for myself. I go, I hand the phone to my sister, that lazy little bitch. I go, you better give him a fucking blowjob or something. Shit. Get a little handy before bed or something. Golly. Dippy, put out or get out. Hurry up before he divorces you.
How long have they been married?
10 years. Yeah, it's about over, right? It's about that time.
Wow.
I guess we're running on here, huh?
I think 10 days is my limit.
Everybody have a great day. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com.